This is audio clip D for the Kingsbridge to Bocombe Creek walk route. The viewing platform is a good place to see shell duck, whose white, orange and black plumage and bright red bill are described in the walk guide. Shell ducks are the size of small geese, and when feeding they waddle slowly along, scything their bills from side to side through the mud, seeking out food. A mainstay of their diets are tiny pinhead-sized snails called hydrobia. The hydrobia in turn graze on our old friends the diatoms, the single-celled seaweeds we encountered in clip one. In fact, this is another good place to make out the golden brown sheen on the mud that gives the diatoms away. Another fabulous bird you may see here is the mottled brown curlew. If you get a close enough view, you'll be amazed at the sheer length of its curved beak. So long that it almost looks as if it's been stuck on the wrong bird by mistake. The curlew is the largest European wading bird, with one of the most beautiful and evocative of all bird songs. Its name comes from the sound of its unforgettable piping call. Curlews depend on wetland habitat, and as marsh and wetland is reclaimed for agriculture and development, the curlew is declining. At low tide, this is a good spot to observe the estuary's different tidal zones. At the top of the foreshore, there are plenty of rocks and stones. Seaweeds need something solid to hold onto, and that's why they like it up here. The seaweed itself shelters all kinds of creatures like crabs, snails, and shellfish. As the stones peter out down the shore, so does the seaweed, and the mud takes over. These different zones make for a richer natural diversity.